Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Highland Superintendent Ken Crawford about the challenges and progress made on Highland's Return to Learn plan.
How is Highland looking currently with its Return to Learn plan?
Both administrations met today with me, and we kind of went through what the Department of Education wanted us to do as far as check boxes and getting that all completed. So I think when we say that the plan done, the plan's never going to be done because we're going to be adjusting it forever. But the required work that we had to do for the Department of Ed is relatively complete. I just want to sit on it a couple days, make sure if anything else pops up from the department, then we can make some changes there. But I think we're going to be working. We spent several meetings this month in June with a few teams and kind of going over how we want to make it look if we come back on site, whether it be through how we want to teach, how we want to kind of distance a little bit, how we want to make sure there's big decisions on masks, no masks, and just trying to figure out how we want to keep everything as clean as we possibly can. And if anybody comes with a temperature or is not feeling well, how do we want to make sure we isolate them so the whole school doesn't get sick and or infected? Sounds bad, but it's just, we just want to keep it as clean as we possibly can. And then if we go continuous or hybrid, how would that possibly look? But those are just really big concepts that I think we got a lot of it. When I say a lot of it, I feel like we got a pretty good plan. We're going to finalize that in August when the state tells us, okay, you will do this or that. That's kind of what we're waiting on, is you can only get so far down that road before you need to know what direction you're going.
Right, for sure. And I guess the question I have, you know, I don't know if that Department of Education has given you more of guidance on how to create these, but are they under the same kind of umbrella that all these districts are in, that knowing that these plans are fluid and could change after July, August, September, and so on and so forth?
I don't know what words I want to use there, but everybody understands that it is fluid. That's a good word that we use that a lot, is that things are going to change. When we get to August, hopefully they'll say, okay, you're going to go back 100%, or no, you're going to have to go online 100%, or if you're going to do a hybrid, one of those three models, what's going to happen? But I think they've already made grounds for, if we go back on site for 100%, that if we have to go online, if there's a big breakout in October or November, you have to have something ready to go continuously, and it has to be graded. So I think they've already kind of made a contingency for that plan. And I know colleges, when you take a look at the regents and how they've adjusted, I think everybody's kind of saying that if we go back, we know we're going to go back, but we're also ready for if we have to go home for a couple weeks too.
Right, for sure. I mean, I know that a lot of school districts are anticipating returning to in-person learning come August, but obviously things could change here in the next month or so to make it so that we do have to go back to online learning, but obviously we're not going to know until August hits, which is kind of the scary thing.
Yeah, it is, and that's when I think that's when we do our best work, too. I mean, it's, you know, it's frustrating when you go down all the rabbit holes that are with being a hybrid or doing continuous learning, knowing that, you know what, it could just be fine. I think when August gets here and we know what we're going to do, I think that'll lock everybody in, and we'll make quicker decisions, better decisions, and knowing we're making decisions that are real and are in real time, and I think that's where teams and educators do a great job at. And I'll just add, too, that summer sports has been a great testing ground for temperature checks and crowd control and kids and athletes taking responsibility for temperature, you know, temperatures being sick, not being here when they're sick. So I think that's been a good start, and that'll go a long ways to helping us. So I think the state decide what should we do in August, but that's just my opinion.
Once again, what are some of the things, after you've had some conversation with people, what are some of those big items that you'd like to see included in the plan? Maybe it's technology, maybe it's health and safety of students, or maybe it's mental health of students and teacher and staff.
I think the big thing is just how you're going to handle knowing that everybody in the classroom is temperature safe. They're not spreading germs, I don't want to say intentionally, but just not knowing it and just being unsafe in that environment. And I think that the big rocks is just about transportation. It's about being in a classroom that, you know what, when they say 6 feet apart, you know what, you got a class of 20 kids, you're not going to be 6 feet apart on those kind of things there. But just being smart about cleaning your hand, you know, washing your hands, using your hand sanitizer, and if you're coughing, and just doing the things that the CDC said months ago about cover your cough, wash your hands. If you don't feel well, stay home. I think that's going to be the big rocks and the big pieces that I think everybody's going to have to chip in on, and quite frankly, I from what I've seen with summer sports, I think people are willing to do that just to have any sort of normalcy come back to them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Highland Superintendent Ken Crawford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.